Is it really Trump's fault? I'm Lee Mielke for Bill Baker, and this is Dairy Radio Now. Global trade may be in turmoil with all of the retaliatory tariffs being bantered about, but that's not the only factor influencing what has happened in the dairy markets. FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski talks with me about it next. When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com. Dave, it would be a real shock in most media reports today to read, "Don't put all of the blame on President Trump." But essentially, that is what you wrote in last Tuesday's early morning update with respect to the plunging cheese prices. What do you mean by that, Dave?
Lee, you and I talked about this not too long ago, and we kind of arrived on the fact that Mexican tariff certainly sends jitters throughout the marketplace and makes people worried, and not necessarily the greatest thing to hear about when we're talking about trying to grow global trade of dairy products. The reality of it is that it came to maybe about a 4 to 5 cent reduction at most in the price of cheese. Just looking at the raw data, the raw numbers might knock the price of cheese, you know, down 4 or 5 cents, not the 25 or 30 cents that we've seen on the barrel market here in the past couple of weeks. You know, there's that old saying of, is it causation or correlation? The fact of the matter is, I think the seeds of this precipitous decline in the spot cheese market, particularly on the barrel side in the month of June, those seeds were sown probably a month or two ago. I think we had really tremendous growth in global dairy product demand for the first 4 or 5 months of the year. In mid-May, the spigot was turned off. Things calmed down, and the markets were of the mindset that we have enough milk for the time being, and we had really good demand that was eating away at that milk and allowing us to make cheese. But now we've got a lot of cheese sitting out there, a lot of fresh cheese sitting out there, and the phone stopped ringing. So what happens then is, you know, the market starts to go down, and I think the sellers got really aggressive and said, well, we can bleed out very slowly here at $1.40, or we can go down and try to find a bid. And I think they found a bid down there in the low 120s. I really don't expect to stay down here for the price of barrels for very long, but we are down here today.
And, of course, a weather change forecast this summer could change this whole situation around very quickly.
Absolutely. Some of the things we talked about all year here, Lee, from weather to BST removal of cows in very key areas, Texas and Colorado going off BST in May, and California as well, not to mention labor costs and other issues that dairy farmers are facing, just the overall income over feed. Margins are not great. And global demand. We still face very good global demand. I think the economies generally are going very well. This is not 2009, even though we did see a price on the spot barrel market that we haven't seen since 2009.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago.
This is my farm, and on it I'm raising corn. I'm raising catfish and crappies down at the pond. And if that kid doesn't get his chores done, I'm gonna be raising cane. I'm raising dust every time I rattle down the driveway. Speaking of, I'm raising the transmission on the truck today. Out in the bins, I'm raising pigeons, although I wish I wasn't. And I'm raising money to replace that old barn roof. Someday. But above all that, before everything else, I'm raising my kids.
You're a parent first, farmer second. Do all you can to make your farm safe for children. Visit cultivatesafety.org for help protecting the most important thing you will ever raise.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.